In Chundi Sha Village, I'm up early to join my homestay host, Mrs. Han, making our country breakfast. It's Tong Dan Bing, spring onion flatbread. My mother taught me how to make them, but I'm pretty sure Mrs. Han has her own particular way of doing it.
The way I was taught is you put a layer of spring onion oil, then you fold it, almost like a pastry.
不是真的。
Huh? Oh, wow, she's making it. She's making it a different way. She cuts it like a cake, and then she folds it back on itself in like a clockwise direction, and then she kneads it again. Quite a good technique, actually. It means it has this stretchy kind of layers.You have to cook it until the dough is cooked through. Normally, we have a thin layer of beaten egg, like a crepe, that we put on top and we roll it. That's how I'm used to eating it. But she's going to be serving it with boiled eggs. Now, that's something new. I haven't tried it with boiled eggs before.
I'm going to risk rocking the boat here.And make my crepe version too. It's really simple, just eggs, salt, and spring onion. With the wok on a medium heat, add the beaten egg mixture, swirl it around so it coats the wok and creates a thin egg crepe. Once it's cooked on one side, flip it over and cook the other side.
This is how we'd have it normally in Taiwan. Like that. Tong yo bing with an egg.Like that. And this is how we would serve it in Taiwan. This is very good.
那个
Finally. Now we can eat.
To accompany our two different versions of the flatbreads, Mrs. Han has also made corn porridge.
Because we're in the north of China, they don't really grow rice here. So instead they have sweet corn porridge. You know, it's got a wonderful...smoky flavour to this. It's really delicious. God. She said everyone has their own way of cooking and their own style.